The Curry Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 regrettable episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the Spire.
What a great idea to invite me to the North Carolina Museum of Art.
I can't believe you've never been here before.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed. You must think I'm some kind of a cultural troglodyte.
Silly man.
Are PDAs allowed in here?
Honey, look at that statue of Aphrodite. Naked as a jaybird.
Yeah, not bad for 3,000 years old. And look over here. He's a looker.
And missing a crucial part.
Oh, let's change the subject. How's our man Eddie doing?
Seventh heaven. He has a spring in his step and a song in his heart.
Esme?
She's obviously his first girlfriend. Mm. They sit at the bar, head to head, downloading pictures from Hubble and texting goopy messages.
Goopy.
Goopy. Love, love, love. All the time.
Susie Barnes.
Who?
My goopy.
What was the attraction?
It's a little embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Satterwhite. You can tell me.
You'll think I'm shallow.
I know you're shallow. I've seen how you look at Missy Elliott.
A man can dream.
Be sure it stays that way. Back to Susie.
I think you're jealous.
If you go calling out some woman's name in your sleep, I want to know who and why.
Sometimes they're just random names.
Maybe you could snow Susie with that. Not me. Give.
Well, you remember those Botticelli women upstairs? The ones with the...
You're on thin ice, my man.
You're stacked.
I'm glad you finally noticed. But you are the focal point of this conversation, not me.
Oh, please have mercy.
Well, you did buy me an ice cream cone yesterday, so I'll table the motion.
Thank you. So what else is Eddie up to?
He and I and Esme met with Reverend Smithwick Summersby and Ivana Rostov. We're now the steering committee of Fight the Tower.
Rap bands have steering committees?
No, silly. We're protesting the spire. I meant to tell you last night, but things got pretty hot and bothered.
Yeah, bothered is nice. Ivana and the Reverend in the same room. I'm glad you were there to keep the peace.
The spire is making enemies. A lot of folks you wouldn't think of as allies are coming together.
Oh, look at this. A Roman mosaic floor. Look at those tiles. Makes me want to step on it.
They'd shoot you at dawn if you even tried.
Not today, then.
So, Mr. Satterwhite, Mr. Up-and-Coming Politico, what do you think of the spire?
I'm not sure.
Really?
I'm torn. I know some folks are against it, but it could boost the economy.
Uh-huh.
I know that, More thin ice?
No, the ice is good. I'm just more focused on the community and Mom and Dad.
We don't know yet who will be in the footprint.
Brad, they live in the poor section. It's in the footprint. It's how things are done.
It doesn't have to be.
Brad, listen. When I was in elementary school, we had a really crappy playground. Concrete pipes, old wine bottles, guys passed out by the fence. The janitor had to play at being a cop. Every year, they said we'd get a brand new playground. State-of-the-art. Safe. Well, the pipes are still there, and now the janitor's son plays cop. It's the way of the world.
It doesn't have to be.
You're an idealist, my love. I admire that. I hope you always keep your ideals.
Thank you for calling me your love.
How could I not? But you're up against some big players. For God's sake, Buddy Buxton has his fingers in the pie. You may as well shake hands with Charles Foster Kane.
So what are you telling me?
Be careful. I see those kinds of men and women in the bar. They swagger. They strut. If you don't hold true to them, they can spit you out in a New York minute.
Drew.
Brad, stay true.
You're sweet.
I mean it. You do have some clout, and they'll want a piece of you.
I'll be careful.
Brad, I appreciate you're trying to reassure me, but I'm a big girl and I can assure myself.
I'm sure you can.
Listen to me, Brad. You have that political way of being soothing, and right now, it's rubbing me the wrong way.
I don't...
Shh! This is me talking, not some constituent. I don't like the spire, not one bit. It's a threat to the community.
I have to consider all sides, Drew.
Yes, and this is one of them.
Are you mad at me?
Yes, and the spire.
You're putting me in a bad position.
No, you are.
The way you're talking, it scares me.
Brad, we can't be sweetness and light all the time. I know I can be a hard ass sometimes, but I do love you.
And where I come from, fighting means no love.
People who love each other disagree. My parents fight. Not as much as they used to, but they fight. They have independent minds. They love each other dearly, but they disagree sometimes. You and I have independent minds too. It's how people are.
I'll try to remember.
If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't get mad. You might be making a wrong move with the spire, and I can't just be a bystander.
It's hard for me to admit. I mean, I try to be self-sufficient, but I do need to be stood by.
Here I am.
I'm a new territory here. I don't have a map.
I'll walk you through.
You're steadfast. I like that.
That's how I was raised.
I'm not used to a protective woman. I was raised to be the protector.
We can take turns.
Okay.
I know you don't feel it, but we're doing fine.
I guess I am a project.
Not a project. A man. A good one.
Thanks.
Do you know when I fell for you?
The minute you laid eyes on me?
Look, you're good looking, but you're not that good looking. No, dear. One night, we were in the bar and I was on duty. There were a bunch of wise asses at the other end. Salesmen who had just gotten their commissions. They were buying everyone drinks.
I remember them. Full of themselves.
Full of shit. They stiffed me. Not even a case quarter.
I don't remember that.
They all strutted out to another party, acting like they were kings of the world. You glanced at that empty counter and saw the look on my face.
And what did I do? It was a long night, and I was distracted with work messages.
Hardly anything. You just looked in their direction, and then you looked at me and said, very quietly, assholes. You had a tone.
So I won you over being a potty mouth?
My Prince Charming.
Kiss me a goodly while.
Gladly. The guard is staring at us.
Let her. Kiss me again before I step on that Roman floor.
Damn, you're good.
The second thing that won you over.
I think we've seen enough art for one day. Walk me to the elevator, please.
But I want to see the Impressionists.
It's a museum. They're not going anywhere.
Silly woman.
An insult for some, a compliment for me. But seriously.
Seriously.
Don't lose yourself to some damn building. You're worth a lot more.
I'm touched, Drew. Truly.
Are those tears?
Man tears.
I don't think tears come in male and female.
But seriously.
I'm listening.
Never leave me.
My turn to cry. Here's the elevator. Push G.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going up.
Indeed we are. Indeed we are.
We leave our lovebirds to feather their nests as we travel to the fabulous Outer Banks, beloved by beachgoers and hurricanes alike. Two other pair-bonded Tar Heels are taking a much-needed break.
This is a wonderful idea, buddy. Taking a break from the big city cares on a Tuesday. The breeze is blowing and I feel 10 years younger.
And that would make you...
A lady never tells, Mr. Buxton. But I'm not always ladylike, as you well know. So I'll just say I feel 37.
I hear women in their 30s are in their prime.
I read that issue of Cosmo, too.
It is relaxing out here, Pookie.
Hold my hand. I like the way it feels.
Likewise. He's a noisy one.
Could be a she.
A she-gull.
So corny.
Well, you laughed.
Tell me a wish.
I wish. I wish we had some real shells out here, not all these broken bits.
I think they're beautiful.
Really? Why?
They're like God's children. They're all beautiful, even the broken ones.
Well, I'm a child of God, and I don't feel broken.
But you are, buddy. You're human. Every one of us is broken in a different way.
Well, you're philosophical today.
I was a beachcomber before I was a preacher.
I don't like the idea of being broken.
Everyone's broken differently. We all have missing pieces.
I suppose. So, as we're getting to know each other, what do you think my missing piece is?
Helena?
It hit me hard when she passed. We weren't the love match of the century, but we got used to having each other around.
Sounds like love to me.
I reckon. All I know is I'd be lost without my kids and my daughter-in-law.
I wouldn't mind meeting them.
You surprised me, Pookie. I didn't know you were thinking that far ahead.
There have been stranger matches.
Well, yes. People thought Helen and I were a mismatch because she didn't come from money.
All those differences we think are so damn important ain't worth squat.
Well, I guess not. But you and me...
Yes?
We have to be discreet.
Because I'm dark and flat-nosed?
Of course not.
We can't run from it.
It's not like that, Pookie. You know me. I was raised on black is beautiful. And you are.
But?
This ain't easy, you know.
But?
I have a reputation to consider. I'm a businessman. People are already talking. My secretary, for one, she saw us at Pancake Universe that morning.
That was a great morning. And we had a damn good time.
I'm not denying, but people are talking.
So am I. I have an image, too.
We have to be careful. I wish that weren't so, Pookie. When I look at you, I see possibilities I hadn't dreamed of.
So let's dream them. I look at you, too, buddy. I see something precious.
Even though we're on opposite sides of the spire?
That thing. Can't we keep it out of the conversation? Can't we just be you and me, discovering each other, revering in each other, just one man and one woman?
You know I want that, but I have
to... You have to what? You can't leave me hanging.
I guess I have to spell it out.
Better than me taking guesses. I'm old.
The spire is my dream.
It's a big hunk of steel.
Well, plus titanium and carbon fiber.
This is no time to nitpick.
Please don't yell at me.
It's what I feel.
I thought you were against it for environmental reasons. The people who'd be displaced.
That's part of it. The public part. But there's more to it than that.
I don't get it.
Damn it, buddy. I love you.
I thought it was just...
So did I. So did I. But along the way, I got to caring. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I have to go with the spirit. You found your way into my heart. It doesn't matter that your building goes against what I stand for. I think it's an affront to God, but that's what my head tells me.
An affront to God? What are you saying? I'm a religious man, too.
I know, but I don't think God means for us to build the spire. And there's something else.
There's more?
I saw you on TV during the news conference, looking up at that hologram. You had this look in your eyes.
Was I supposed to look at my shoes?
You had this look of reverence, love.
Love?
A love look, like the spire was the woman you cared for more than anything.
I think you're seeing things, Pookie.
I know what I saw. I don't see with just my eyes. I see with my spirit. You gave it a look you never gave me.
This is crazy.
Maybe, maybe not.
You're jealous of a building? I can't believe
it. You spend so much time with it. When we're together, I hear your phone buzz. I see you trying to decide whether to answer it or not.
And sometimes I let it go to voicemail.
I want more of you, buddy. I know it sounds crazy, and maybe I have my needs and my wants all mixed up. But when you get that distant look, I want more of you.
Do you want me to just walk away? Quit? Sell my shares? I'm in way too deep.
No. I just want your eyes on me when mine are on you.
I don't know what to tell you, Pookie.
I don't know either. All I know is things have been upside down since I met you. I used to be satisfied with my church and my ministry, but you woke something up in me I hadn't felt in a long time.
I did.
I'm an achiever, buddy, like you. People admire me for what I do for them.
Well, you're very good at it.
Thanks. But lately, I've been wondering, what about me? Not me, the minister. Not me, the community leader, but me. Me, just as I am. Without the trappings, without the preaching, just me. Me on a bad day when I just want to do nothing.
Well, I feel that way too sometimes. What if I weren't successful? Who would I be then?
When we had our first breakfast, you wanted to know all about me. Not the preacher me, but the little girl who grew up at the other end of Mulberry Street. It made me feel so good to be asked. I felt real. I felt like you cared. So, I took you into my home, into my sanctuary, into me. And you were so good to me. You didn't care about my charisma. You cared about me.
I care about you even more now. I've never met anyone like you. Anyone so full of life.
That building. It makes me afraid of losing you.
So, where do we go from here? We can't solve this overnight. And I can't promise a life without distractions.
But when it's just the two of us...
I'll give you as much as I can, to the best of my broken ability.
I can live with that.
Good. I'm very happy to hear that. This feels like a good time to tell you I love you.
Is there ever a bad time?
I guess not.
I call on the ocean as our witness.
We should celebrate.
Yes.
Ain't we a pair? You, a preacher, and me?
A capitalist. They say you're the enemy.
What do you think?
Jesus says, love your enemy.
Not that way, then.
You tickle me. You good-for-nothing capitalist.
Well, every now and then I get off a good one. And yes, I am a capitalist with a heart of pure stone. And you're a snowflake, bleeding heart, wishy-washy liberal. But I think you're cute as all get out.
I think we got a chance.
A fighting chance.
Best kind.
I have an idea about how to squander my ill-gotten gains.
Do tell.
We passed a nice restaurant on the way over.
The Sea Snail? It didn't look nice.
We'll stop at a quickie shop. I bet they sell candles. And cigarette lighters. We'll show the folks at the Sea Snail how dinner is done.
Mr. Buxton, you are an entrepreneurial genius.
Car's that way.
I race you.
Loser pays.
A few miles that away, on the same beach, two people meet who are most definitely not in love.
Like it out here. It's a nice change from these underground parking garages.
Too many people go for the atmospherics.
Indeed, indeed. You said you have new information for me regarding the bread factory?
Yes.
Is this from a reliable source?
It is from an associate who is a reliable source.
I don't like associates. Too loosey-goosey. Is your associate a friend as well? I find it easier to trust friends or friends of friends.
He's an associate of a friend. He heard it from a friend of an associate who heard it from the associate of a friend of a loosely associated friend.
Dmitri, please tell me you understand that.
It's written down on this little card. Uh-oh. The little card appears to have gone missing. I might have left it with an associate. Or a friend.
So we are talking about second-hand information. Maybe even third-hand. I don't like all of these hands.
Second-hand from a friend or second-hand from an associate?
Ah, second-hand of a friend, I can maybe do. Second-hand of an associate is more problematic. Second-hand of an associate is almost third-hand to me, or fourth-hand, depend.
I too am getting lost in the hands. Too many hands spoil the stew.
Dmitri, if you're going to blend into capitalist America, you must learn the correct phrases. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Ha! All the good cooks I know leave the broth to others they delegate.
I warned you about these digressions, Dmitri. 2 minutes, and we're already in the hands and associates. Not good.
Vonage.
Just to tell me, what you've learned since we had our little flingsky after the bread factory.
All right, but give me a second. I'm all hammered out.
Miserable little fuckers these birds are.
They're Americans. What do you expect? Okay, here it is in my notes. My source works for Black NASA.
Black NASA?
Related to regular NASA with a black budget. Black NASA's job is to prepare astronauts for long-duration missions.
Like Mars?
Much further.
How much?
Alpha Centauri.
I like this Black NASA. They think big.
The problem is the trip will take centuries. They've tried suspended animation, but it turns out that's bad for the astros' brains. Gives them freezer burns, my source says.
Yeah.
So they have a new idea. Make the human body change at the subatomic level so people can live for 400 years without their brains turning to slush.
Wow.
Val is right.
But how is this fitting with the bread?
Bread is the delivery mechanism. Once a day, every day, and you're practically immortal. You can live even longer if you eat it with strawberry jam.
Why?
How should I know? It just does. Problem is, the process is heat and mice, mostly mice. They project that only 5% of the subjects will live to 400.
And the 95%?
They have a nice long life. Or a long crappy life. It's up to fate. The upshot is, you have to get the bread into a lot of people to make up a crew. It will have to be marketed to the general public. They will have to eat it every day.
But a lot of people avoid carbs.
They know. They're thinking of infusing cannabis into the batter.
Eat your bread, catch a buzz. I could go for that. But what does this have to do with the spire?
I don't know yet. The answer is at least 3 associates of A, or 1 friend.
Grimini. Well, keep on it. There must be a connection. Ooh, that sea breeze is activating all my womanliness.
Oh.
How about we sneak behind that dune for a little chachki-chachki?
Oh, I left my protection at home.
Ah, Dmitri, you're no good at all for me. All these hands, but no action.
I am filled with shame.
Tell you what. Bring your rain gear next time and we get triple tchotchke.
I like it, Ivana. I like it.
And a full report on the spire. Mix business with pleasure.
Pleasure first, my little pheasant.
Yes, this is America. Always business first.
Oh, put a sock on it!
That's mine. I wonder who it is. I'll send it to... Heavens, Petrograd. It's the embassy. Hello? This is Ivana, who disturbs me on my Yes, I know that. Get to the point. Holy shit! That can't be here? In the USA?
Who is it, my tchotchke mate?
Shh! She showed up where? Who let her into the country? You... Goodbye, you son of a bitchki!
What the hell is all that?
After all these years...
What's consuming you, Ivana?
18, Dimitri. The idiom is 18.
So?
9 years ago, when I was still in Kolisisti, I met a man.
Not Vladdy?
Not Vladdy. We had a weekend of tchotchke, and 9 months later, Melodia was born.
You had a daughter?
Still do. She showed up at GFK yesterday wearing the clothes on her back, carrying a forged passport, $500 American in cash. She had a boy in tow, who obviously infatuated with her, and whom she swindled to get here.
Sounds just like you.
She does, doesn't she?
So what happens next?
She's claimed asylum, and as her parent, she's my responsibility.
Doesn't she have her own parents by now?
According to the embassy, they were killed in a terrorist attack. She has no other family, so, by Russian law, she's being placed in my custody. What's her problem?
It's too good, Ivana Rostov. Hard-beaten journalist, vixen, and vodka queen. It's a match, but not made in heaven.
And your point is?
Mother Ivana, best joke of the century.
No funnier than you being her godfather.
Now, wait a minute. I can't do that.
Really? I have enough on you to send you to the gulag for a millennium. No, Dimitri. You're part of the family now.
Why?
You're clever and protective of women. You have a job. Mostly, you're smaller than me, and you were here when they called.
I don't know.
And it's only way you'll get more tchotchke.
Good point. I agree. Melodia,
It's a recording company on the album we played on the tchotchke fest.
Stranger things have happened.
Not lately. Now, let's get back to the mainland before the seagulls cheat on us some more.
Goodness gracious, there's a lot going on this beach. It must be all those seagulls. Stay tuned, dear listeners. There's bound to be a plot in here somewhere. At least, that's what it says in my contract. Production of The Spire is made possible by Memodyne Energy Booster. MEB delivers a dose of refined sucrose straight to the cerebellum. You'll feel so amped up, you'll be able to leave your car at home and to travel on sheer willpower. Memodyne. Never have so many owed so much to so many corporate drones. Tell your frenemies, this has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
My name is Sierra Nicole. I play Drusilla Rochelle. My name is Sierra Nicole. I play Drusilla Rochelle. I was born in Buffalo, New York. I am the daughter of Sandra Wallace Smith and Andre Smith. My last role was Molly in Illuminated Dresses for Burning Coal Theater. And I love theater because I can be another person.